It's time for Morning Music with Graham Pascoe. Almost 2 hours of music to entertain you. In today's program, I'll include recordings by people such as Lena Horne, Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams, a delightful duet, Kerry Bedell, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Bing Crosby singing with the Andrews Sisters, and I'll be playing a special selection to recognise that today is our celebration of the King's birthday.
Your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a clod at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore.
Bells will ring,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bella, Vita Bella, hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella. When the stars make you drool just like pasta fazzle, that's amore. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
That's Amore, written by Harry Warren and Jack Brooks, sung by Dean Martin, and Dean's record of that song topped the Australian hit parades in 1954. I played that because today's the anniversary of the birth of Dean Martin in 1917. And singer Tom Jones was also born on this day in 1940.
Give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my kite
my use, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, and I can't look at hobbles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, and I can't look at hobbles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
No,
Papa, don't you fence me in.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. And look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, and there's a sad old portrait. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home. Thank you.
Crosby and the Andrews Sisters sang Don't Fence Me In. And Tom Jones had a number one hit in 1966 with The Green, Green Grass of Home, a song written by Curly Putman.
I let a song go out of my heart. It was the sweetest melody. I know I lost heaven, 'cause you were the song. Since you and I have drifted apart, life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday. Break.
yours to make. So please keep the spark awake. Would you take the wings from birds so that they can't fly? Would you take the ocean's roar and leave just a sigh? All this your heart won't let you do. This is what I beg of you. Don't take your love from me.
Lena Horne sang Don't Take Your Love From Me, and June Christie, I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Both songs were written by Harry Nemo, who was born this day in 1909. The song I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart was not only written by Harry Nemo, but also Duke Ellington and a couple of other songwriters.
Yes, it's over, call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend, we knew it had to end someday. This way.
Guess it's over.
That record of Too Much, Too Little, Too Late was sung by Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams in 1978. It was written by Nat Kipner and John Valens.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Otis Redding wrote and sang Sitting on the Dock of the Bay in 1968. Before Richard Rodgers began his collaboration with Oscar Hammerstein II for Oklahoma in the early 1940s, he collaborated with Lorenz Hart, a wonderful lyricist renowned for excellent lyric writing. And one of their last, in fact their last collaboration of Rodgers and Hart, was for a show called By Jupiter, first seen in Broadway in 1942. My next two songs are from the score of By Jupiter.
And I've learned till you see her, see how she looks. Wait till you hear her laugh. Painters of paintings, writers of books, never could tell the half. Wait till you feel the warmth of a glance, pensive and sweet and wise. All of it lovely, all of it thrilling. I'll never be willing to free her. When you see her, you won't believe your eyes.
Wait till you see her. That was sung by Tony Bennett. From By Jupiter, and Blossom Dearie sang Everything I've Got, both songs introduced in 1942. And on the subject of World War II and that era, here's an interesting recording.
And now we open Song of Australia with a query. How can a man run a farm, compose songs, paint, play many instruments, yet still find time to be Australia's most beloved comedian? The answer is George Wallace. That sounds crazy, but so is George. Without that touch of slightly demented humor, he'd never have become the great comic who has us chuckling reminiscently long after the show's over. Here's a song he wrote, A Brown Slouch Hat. Joan Blake sings it, and it needs no introduction, for you know it already.
There is a symbol we love and adore it. You'll see it daily wherever you go. Long years have passed since our fathers once wore it. What is that symbol that we should all know? It's a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it for all the world to see. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, heading straight for victory. Don't you thrill as young Bill passes by? Don't you beam at that gleam in his eye? Head erect, shoulders square, tunic spick and span. Every inch a soldier and every inch a man. As they swing down the street, aren't they grand? Free abreast to the beat of the band. But what do we remember when the boys have passed along? Marching by so brave and strong. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up, and it means the world to me. It's the symbol of our nation, the land of liberty. And as soldiers they wear it, how proudly they bear it for all the world to see. Just a brown slouch hat with a side turned up.
As the man said, that was Joan Blake, and this is Carrie Bedell.
Misty watercolor man. had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we? To remember, we simply choose to forget. So it's the laughter that we will remember whenever we remember the way we
the writer of scores for many motion pictures and Broadway shows, Marvin Hamlisch, in 1973, sung by Kerry Bedell in 1992, recorded in Sydney, and the pianist was Julian Lee. As we're celebrating the King's birthday today, I was determined to try to find an appropriate song recognising royalty. I believe I found one. It was written by the British composer Leslie Stewart in 1899. So the reference is to a queen, Queen Victoria, of course, rather than a king. I wonder if you can pick the singer whose recording you'll now hear. He starred in many television shows. If I remember correctly, he had the lead role in a TV show called Callan, a cops and robbers show. He played the lead role in the movie Breaker Morant in 1980. Do you remember?
Britons always loyally declaim about the way we rule the waves. Every Briton's song is just the same when singing of her soldiers brave. All the world that's heard it wonders why we sing. Some have learned the reason why. We're not forgetting it, we're not letting it fade away or gradually die. Fade away or gradually die. So when we say that England's master, remember who has made her so. It's the soldiers of the Queen, my lads, who've been, my lads, who've seen, my lads, in the fight for England's glory, lads, of its worldwide glory, let us sing. And when we say we've always won, and when they ask us how it's done, we'll proudly point to every one of England's soldiers of the Queen.
Soldiers of the Queen was sung by Edward Woodward and a chorus.
You told me it was so. I should have known it couldn't be. I'll lock my memories here in my heart, and here in my heart they'll stay. And through the years they'll always be part, a part of a lovely day. Goodbye, good luck, old friend. I'll smile and just pretend ago. Goodbye, good luck, old friend. I'll smile and just pretend there was no end. A million dreams ago.
Sung by Ray Eberly with the Glenn Miller Orchestra in 1940. That was a hit on our hit parades a long time ago, wasn't it? 1940. And before that, Frank Sinatra sang A Million Dreams Ago, accompanied by the orchestra of Axel Stordahl. Both songs written by Lou Quadling, Eddie Howard and Dick Juergens. Thank you.
dancing in the dark, till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark, and it soon ends, we're waltzing to the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together, dancing in the dark.
And his orchestra, and the vocalist Sam Brown performed Dancing in the Dark, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, and the song was introduced in a show called The Bandwagon. My next selection is another song written by Marvin Hamlisch. Does it matter? Julie Andrews. Nobody Does It Better. A song written by Marvin Hamlisch and Carol Bayer-Sager.